Hi, my name is Kristen. I'm a compulsive overeater and a bulimic. And happy new year, or happy just another, as we like to say. And I first want to thank, too, the planning committee who coordinates this and executes this beautiful day for all of us. And also to the serving staff, who probably thinks we're all a little crazy and that this is a cult. It isn't. But I do kind of want to take a deep breath and take in this special moment. Today, I celebrate 1 year abstinent, sober, and clean. And my mom is here today. Oh, thank you. My mom is here today, and this is her first time visiting a meeting. I love you, Mom. Recently, I invited my sister to an open speaker meeting, and as we walked out together, I said, "So what do you think?" And she said, "Everyone seems so normal." And she said, "You know, especially the newcomers, like some of them could have been my friends and they could have been my coworkers." And how nerve-wracking to say, to come into a meeting and say, "I think I have a problem. How do you know OA is for you?" is what she said. I said, "Those are great questions, sister. For one, the most obvious, like, clinical way is to go to oadenver.org. There's a list of questions of, am I a compulsive overeater? If your answer is yes to most of them, OA is probably for you." But the other reason of what gets those seemingly normal-looking people to courageously walk in through the doors for the first time is this inner feeling of despair. Yes, you do unspeakable things with food, and you know you have a problem, but above all, you feel hopeless, isolated. Thoughts of, "I'd be okay if I didn't wake up tomorrow," have become a normal thing. And we all share that feeling of despair and hopelessness, which now I can say is kind of a cool thing. When I first came in 2 years ago, I would soon come to learn that the inner despair, which I thought was from my behaviors with food and substance use, was actually a spiritual malady. Like we say, there was a God-shaped hole in my heart. For me, my heart, my soul, my mind, my body were all so disconnected, and I was using food and other substances to superficially glue them together. So what it was like, I tried to purge for the first time when I was 21 while studying abroad in Spain. I had binged on a sleeve of these chocolate digestive cookies, and I tried to calculate the number of calories so I could work out compulsively to burn them off, something I'd been doing since I was 10. I didn't think anything of it. And in Spain, they use the kilocalorie for the unit of measure on the labels. But my mind saw the prefix kilo, meaning 1,000. So I multiplied 1,000 by the total number of calories on the cookies, and there was like an insane number of calories. It was like 300,000, which makes no sense. But I was like, "Oh crap! There's no way I can work 300,000 calories off. This is impossible." But that's the insanity. You know, that's how my mind worked. So I only had one option, and that was the first time I purged. That's the insanity of this disease in our mind. That's how my brain worked or didn't work. And also for the purposes of my share today, I did look up what a kilocalorie is, and it's the same thing as a calorie. They're used interchangeably, which is kind of funny. So from there, I had this new tool in my back pocket. Only when I ate 300,000 calories would I do what I purge. The rest of the time I could work out, restrict. But over the next 7 years, as this disease does, the bulimia and compulsive overeating got progressively worse very quickly for me. I was binging and purging 8 to 12 times a day, and I developed a cocaine and Adderall addiction to keep me from eating and to fuel the daily circus act, is what I call it, as a bulimic. And then I would use alcohol to calm down at the end of the day. So by age 28, while I was still maintaining a job and barely paying my rent, I was completely broken. I had regular thoughts of suicide, $15,000 in debt. My relationships were horrific, and I was ready to get help for my food and drug problem, because that was my problem. So what happened? I moved home. I went to an eating disorder outpatient therapy and started going to AA and OA. Over the next year, I would bounce between AA and OA, getting some sobriety or some abstinence, but never both at the same time. In fact, just one day, abstinent and sober, felt like I was dying. And this is what the spiritual malady is for me. It's that feeling I had while in program, while newly abstinent and sober. The things that I thought that were my problem, those things were down. It had been almost 30 days, and I was on step one, and I wanted to die more than ever. The pain and insanity was so great, and I felt so hopeless, even more than I did when I first came in. So I would relapse countless times the first year in recovery until I had one of the worst sprees of my entire life, last holiday season. And when I woke up New Year's Day, so exactly a year ago today, I was done. I was desperate. I had surrendered. I was open and willing, and I had a new honesty, too, that had come over me because I wanted to live. And as soon as I realized that I wanted to live, and now I'd felt the pain of wanting to die both while in my addiction and while abstinent from the addiction in recovery, I knew there was a much deeper problem. A total and utter spiritual malady was inside me. So I came here, and I was struck abstinent that day. I got a sponsor. I worked the steps as if my life depended on it. I went to a meeting every day for the first 3 months in, like, four different fellowships, I think. I did everything my sponsor told me to do. I got a registered dietitian, abstained from sugar, flour, artificial sweeteners, nuts, alcohol, weighed and measured my food. Like, I needed all that. And I know that doesn't work for everyone, but I was desperate. I was rigorously honest, even at times when I probably didn't need to be so honest. But I did it anyway. Didn't want to risk it. And then I called all of you, like, hundreds of times. You helped me move into my new apartment. I paid down my debt. I started working with sponsees. And where food and drugs used to be the glue for my heart, mind, body, and soul, I replaced with the spiritual solution that this program of action offers. And what it's like now, I love my morning talks with my higher power. My intuition, she is a beautiful woman who's always with me. My inner child follows me everywhere, and I make room for her. And my life is so much bigger than I could have possibly imagined. I have new friends who invite me to do things that actually align with my highest self. How cool is that? My thoughts, words, and actions are in alignment most days, and it's because of the spiritual path that I'm on now with all of you. I really like me today. Thank you, and I'll take one more day. Thanks.